This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Baristas at a Starbucks in Breckenridge have voted to unionize. That cafe is now the ninth location in the state to organize. The vote comes as other Colorado stores prepare to bargain their first contracts with the Seattle-based company. The union Starbucks Workers United has accused the company of ramping up anti-union activity ahead of the talks, including the closure of an organized store in Colorado Springs. The veterinary medicine complex at Colorado State University is going to get bigger. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The $278 million expansion on the Fort Collins campus will include a livestock teaching hospital and an animal specialty hospital. One of the clinics will educate more students in small animal clinical practice, as well as meet increased demand for regional and national veterinary care. Hands-on surgical training experiences will increase. The demand for veterinarians is expected to grow nearly 20% over the next decade. The project will break ground early next year and will be completed in phases through 2028. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The state's largest public transit agency plans to offer free rides to help people cast their votes. RTD trains and buses will be free for everyone next Friday, which is informally known as National Vote Early Day. Rides will also be free on November 8th for Election Day itself. All Colorado counties must open their ballot drop boxes and vote centers by Monday. Right now in Denver, it's 65, and in Grand Junction, it's 72. Expect plenty of sun across the western slope for the rest of the work week, with highs in the mid-70s through Friday. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.